is the matter, Cecil? Why should you suddenly get sleepy?
I don't know. You want to leave me alone for a while?
No. I want to stay out here on the porch with you.
Well, don't talk to me then. Well, let me rest a minute.
All right. Why don't you want me to talk to you, Cecil? I said, why don't you want me to talk to you, Cecil?
Yes.
That isn't answering me.
I know it.
Cecil, what are you so sleepy for? I don't understand.
That's good.
All of a sudden, your eyes sort of closed and you laid down on the top step.
I'll be rested in just a minute. I'm funny this way.
You're getting all dirty.
There are such things as laundries.
Cecil, do you want another glass of water? Are you thirsty?
Thanks, not right now.
Cecil, you're not sick, are you?
Oh, of course not.
Well, I didn't know. I thought maybe you might be.
why should I be sick?
Well, you were trying to chew that old tobacco a little while ago. That wouldn't make a person sick, would it?
Oh, of course not. Not me, anyhow. I'm just a little sleepy, that's all.
Why don't you open your eyes?
Leave me alone, Sally.
Cecil, why are you breathing so hard? Goodness.
Well, will you stop asking me questions, please?
Whew. Cecil, please get up. You look funny lying out here on the front porch.
Don't pull me, Sally. Don't. Leave me alone, will you?
Cecil, are you all right? Are you? You look so white.
Oh, it's this white sweater I have on. That's all.
Cecil, your lips are even white. No, they're blue. Cecil. Cecil.
Please, don't shake me, Sally. Do anything but shake me. Don't.
Will you open your eyes? I want to see what you look like with them open.
Oh, there now. Satisfied?
Cecil, your eyes look funny. Goodness.
What do you mean?
Oh, Cecil, I don't know. There's a sort of a wild look in your eyes.
No.
Cecil, something has happened. I just know it.
Sally. Sally, what's the matter with you? Sally.
What's the matter with me? What do you mean?
What have you done to your face?
My face? What's wrong with it, Cecil? Is something wrong?
Holy mackerel. Sally, your face is green.
It's green?
Yes. Oh, you look awful. Your face is green.
Oh, Cecil, it is not, is it?
I guess I can see it. And hold still, will you?
I am still, Cecil. I'm not moving.
You are, too. You're swaying back and forth. Stop, you make me dizzy.
Cecil, I tell you I'm not moving, and my face isn't green.
Do you think I'm crazy?
You must be.
Sally, please stop going around in a circle. What's the matter with you? Can't you hold your head still?
Well, I'm being perfectly still.
You're sick or something, Sally. That's what's the matter with you. Let go of me, Sally. Let me lie back on the floor again.
Cecil, there are circles under your eyes.
I didn't get any sleep last night.
Cecil, you're sick.
I am not.
You're dizzy.
I know it.
Cecil, you're ill. You're very ill. That's what's the matter. You're not sleepy. You're sick.
I know it.
It was that horrid old tobacco. It's going to poison you.
Already has. Oh, Sally.
Oh, how do you feel, Cecil?
Rotten, thank you.
What shall I do?
Nothing. Just say I died game.
Oh, Cecil, you're not going to die.
Oh, that's all you know.
Oh, you couldn't die. You look as white as a ghost, though.
I guess I know how a person feels when they're going to die.
Oh, don't be silly. You're just sick at the stomach.
Sally, before I die, I want you to know I'm sorry for all the times I've been mean to you.
Oh, Cecil, you're all right. Yes, you are.
Don't tell me I'm all right. I'm practically drawing my last breath.
Now, don't get excited, Cecil. Just stay still. You'll be all right in a minute.
Tell Aunt Bess I'm sorry I ran out and left my room in such an uproar when she asked me to hang up my things this morning.
Oh, you can tell her yourself when you get home.
I'll never get home. I'll just have a few minutes.
Oh, Cecil, don't talk like this. You make me nervous.
I guess you think I'm comfortable.
Cecil, your forehead is awfully warm. Don't you want to go in the house?
Oh, what difference does it make where I die? Oh, whew.
Poor Cecil. I'm so sorry for you. Honest, I am.
Thanks. I'm sorry, too, Sally. Oh, my head.
Don't you want anything?
Don't leave me.
Can't I do something for you, Cecil?
Yes.
What?
Would you mind taking my shoes off?
Why? Do they hurt or something?
No, but I don't want to die with my shoes on. I've read about it.
Cecil, after this dizziness goes away, you'll be all right.
With a lily. I know what it was.
So do I.
It was something I ate before I came over here. It's poisoned me.
It was that nasty old plug of tobacco. That's what it was.
I had some ice cream just before I came over.
Well, that wouldn't hurt you.
Well, and a dill pickle.
It was nothing you ate. It was that old tobacco that you had to chew to prove that you were a real he-man.
Oh, my head. Ooh.
You don't look much like a real he-man now.
Oh, go away.
Oh, don't be a baby, Cecil.
That's right. On my deathbed, you call me names.
Don't be silly. You're not dying, even if you do feel like this.
I tell you, I guess I know.
Well, I guess you don't. Besides, this is no bad.
You'll be sorry when it's too late.
For what?
Sally, did.
What were you going to say, Cecil?
Nothing. Oh, if you only knew how I felt.
Well, if you feel as bad as you look, you must be pretty sick.
Oh, I'd give $1 million if this darn porch would stop swinging up and down.
Don't you want to sit up, Cecil? You might feel better.
No. This time I'm down to stay. I'll never get up again.
You'll have to get up in a few minutes.
Who'll carry me?
Uncle Thomas will be home. He's liable to walk in any minute.
Do me a favor.
Sir. Oh, Cecil, you're so pale.
Please stop slapping me.
I'm not slapping you. I'm just rubbing your forehead.
Will you do me a favor?
Sir, what?
When your uncle comes, if I'm still alive, don't say anything to him.
But I have to say hello.
But don't tell him about that plug of... Oh,
Cecil,
oh.
Quick, sit up. Get up. Don't lie down. Straighten up.
Let me alone, I tell you. Let me alone.
Cecil, here comes Uncle Thomas. He's coming in the front gate.
I can't help it. Oh, Sally.
Oh, Cecil, you mustn't let him see you lying down here. Sit up. Here, now.
Oh, I hope he goes on in the house.
And when he does, you better get in Ben-Hur and go on home and get in bed.
I don't think I can drive.
Oh, that's right. Be a baby. Why don't you act like a brave person would?
If you were as sick as I am, I wouldn't call you all the old...
Keep still. Here's Uncle Thomas.
Well, well, well. Hello, kids. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Smith.
Hello, Uncle Thomas.
Sitting out here enjoying the sunshine?
Yes. Isn't it a lovely day today, Uncle
Cecil,
Thomas?
Why, what in the world's the matter with you? Are you ill, my boy?
No, sir.
Oh, well...
Sally, what's the matter with him? Why, he's as white as a sheet.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm just a little dizzy.
Well, you see, Uncle Thomas, he ate something. It didn't agree with him.
What did you eat, Cecil?
He ate some ice cream and a dill pickle, and now he thinks he's going to die.
Oh, is that all? Why, Cecil, I'm surprised at you. Why, I thought you were more of a man.
Yes, sir.
Ice cream and dill pickles. So it made the little boy sick, did it? Oh, well, well.
Yes, sir, I thought maybe it would kill me.
Oh, he's been so ill. Good enough.
I'm surprised, Cecil, to think you'd let a little thing like that get you down. Be a man. Stand up. Don't give in when you feel bad. As old as I am, I wouldn't let a little ice cream get the best of me.
Now, Uncle Thomas, you don't know what it is.
Maybe you'd better go home, Cecil. Come on, now, shake your head. Stand up and say I'm all right.
Oh, I can't do it, sir. Honest, I can't.
Why, you're acting like a baby. Why, that's the way a sissy would talk. You don't want to be that, do
now,
you?
Now, Uncle Thomas, you just go on in the house and leave Cecil alone. He's no baby or sissy. He's a real man, and he can chew tobacco, and that's more than you can do.